David Noble, who's the Brisbane General Manager of Football. Good morning to you, David.
G'day, Tim and boys. How are you going?
That's exactly what you want to hear from a mother of a prospective draftee.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, to be honest, having done a bit of research overseas, I think we perpetuate the issue at times by continuing to talk about it and allow it to be raised. It is a national competition, and I think it's an issue that we need to deal with, and unfortunately it's there, but when we continue to talk about it, it continues to come up.
David, Nick Del Santo here. Good luck in the next couple of weeks. Can I ask you about how cautious you are, or your process, therefore, in drafting players or free agencies, however they may come to your club, that aren't from your home state?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one, Dil. Having been at a second interstate club now, you are aware of it. There's no doubt about that. I think it comes down to the aspect of you continuing to back in your culture, your capacity to still go after your best talent. There's no doubt about that. We've always felt that you draft your talent and you trade for needs. So you've got to be aware of it, but I don't think you can afford to let it, you know, really spook you in that sense that restricts you from perhaps considering someone that's going to help elevate you up the ladder. We are seeing the knock-on effect, I believe, of the free agency movement coming in, that now we've had more contracted players that are being discussed or potentially trying to be traded because of the fact that, you know, we lock up free agents earlier and for longer. And so therefore, if you want to move, and we all want to make our teams better as a competition, there's only another market that you can go to, and that's the players that are in contract.
Yeah, and David, perception's everything, I guess, in this game. And you've got a draft coming up where you guys are going to have a really strong hand, and you want to be able to draft the best talent, irrespective of whether they're local Queenslanders or Victorian country boys, or whatever the case may be. And this whole Josh Sackey situation, there's almost a perception around at the moment that perhaps you're happy, you being the Brisbane Lions, would be happy to see him gone from the Brisbane Lions Footy Club.
Yeah, it's a bit distasteful, to be actually honest, Gary, in the fact that, you know, we're almost trying to push him out the door. I'm not really sure where that discussion has ever come from, and certainly the way we've tried to handle, you know, Josh's situation in a more mature fashion, to sort of say, look, we think there's a point in time that he might, you know, want to consider going home. We've had those discussions openly and honestly. But, you know, the reality is that if he's not traded, then we'll do everything we can to make Josh an elite player, being a pick two in the competition. Key tools take time. We know that, and we understand that that's difficult. I think if you have a look at his numbers for what he's generated in his first 2 years, he's ahead of some of the other key tools in the competition, including Franklin and Roughhead. So, you know, we're very keen that if Josh and us can't find an equal trade, then he's a required player, absolutely.
And is he able, or is he comfortable with that situation?
Yeah, he is, Tim. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I think we're all, the comp's advanced really well in its personal excellence and well-being in the welfare area. So we've got a really high-class quality welfare component up there at the moment in Brisbane, and we want to continue to build that out. So we need to continue to put the rigours and the support around Josh to be able to deliver performance that he wants. He's a high achiever, and he's got high expectations, and so he wants to be able to deliver that performance, whether it be in Brisbane or whether it be back at a club in Melbourne.
Dave, can I ask you about Luke Hodge? I think that's a fantastic decision to get someone of his quality and experience to your footy club. What is your expectations of him on field, but probably more off field, in regards to an educational role within the playing group, within a young playing group?
Yeah, it's a great get, Del. You know, it was a conversation that evolved from Fakes, to be honest. But look, we feel that there's probably a range of games that, you know, we would manage him through for the year, both on the field. I mean, he finished third in the BNF at the Hawks, which was a great result for us from a performance perspective. So we believe that he's still capable of assisting us and playing a really high level of performance in the back end. But I think off field, it's about what, you know, that success factor looks like, how hard you have to drive yourselves to be able to spend time with our younger crew, you know, like Alex Witherden, Harris Andrews, you know, even the Sam Mazers coming through, Cedric Cox, is to be able to let those guys graft off that experience that Hodgie's had, having seen where they've worked over a long period of time and what that sustainable success looks like.
I think it's exciting. I think there's some really good signs. And if you could add Charlie Cameron, it'd almost be icing. Where does that sit right now? I know, you know, Adelaide are saying no, he's another year in his contract. What are your expectations when it comes to Charlie Cameron?
Yeah, look, we'll keep working with Adelaide, Gaz. I think they've got a couple of other, you know, fairly big pieces that they're working on with Lever and Motlop and the like. So, it might take just a little bit of time. We're having regular dialogue with those guys. So, certainly we're having some discussions. I don't think anything's likely to happen, you know, this week. So I think that's just going to be one that we'll have to continue to try to work through and acquire if we can. It certainly fits into that age bracket, that we've sort of targeted over the last couple of years of, you know, the strategy of the next 2 or 3 years list management component for us is to those guys in that 22 to 25 year old band that are going to help us play finals in the next 2 or 3 years.
Just a couple of quick ones, David. Brisbane General Manager of Football, David Noble, we're talking to. If I came to you today with a very tasty deal for Steph Martin, is there a possibility or is it an absolute no way, go away?
No, well, I wouldn't have thought so, Tim. It's probably more likely to be the no way, go away, but I'd have to have a look at what you're doing. Like, yeah.
It's tasty. It's very, very tasty.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is it sort of the fish and chips or is it the five star?
It's five star.
Nothing wrong with fish and chips, though.
No, that's right, Del. That's
five star fish and chips it is.
Yeah, not sure where all that stuff's come from, Tim. I know Steph's perhaps had a look around in the past, but, yeah, I'm not sure where, to be honest, where that ruckin component and issue is has come from.
And a quick one on Alan Christensen. He's had a horrible run with injury since he's been up there. How's he tracking at the minute?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, no, he's we got to the bottom of the second fracture this time. Really comfortable. He's advanced a lot further than what he was last time. Yeah, so we're really excited about what he can do for us going forward. Can I just say before I go, I just want to Tommy Rockliffe and wish him and his family all the best. You know, as a great Brisbane Lions supporter, player for captain, all Australian, best and fairest. We wish him well. We hope that he has success at Port, but he's certainly always welcome at our place.
That's the epitome of a win-win.
Oh,
there.
You've handled that departure beautifully. In fact, both sides of that departure have handled it beautifully.
Hey, David, I think that, as we said earlier, I think the Brisbane Lions very much on the right track. Some great signs under Chris Fagan, and good luck in the next weekend with the draft upcoming.
Thanks, guys.